I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Medical professionals in Connecticut say more and more they're turning to tablets and cell phones to connect remotely with patients. Telehealth is facilitating everything from after-hours examinations to post-surgery check-ins. Paige Waller says headaches, fever, even tick bites. These are all conditions where telemedicine, also called telehealth, can save time or an expensive visit to the emergency room.
You really don't always need to lay hands on a patient to be able to diagnose them with a common problem.
Waller is a physician assistant with Western Connecticut Medical Group, and today she's training on their telehealth system. As she fiddles with an iPad, her picture pops up in a virtual waiting room. Patients log into an app, click on the provider, and are connected for a virtual face-to-face visit.
For anyone who has used any application such as Skype or FaceTime, if you can use that, you can do telehealth.
Deb Pichone is running today's training. She says the idea is to increase access to after-hour care.
They just pop on, and we have the service staffed every evening from 5 to 10 p.m. and weekend coverage, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Pichone says most commercial insurance pays for telehealth visits at the same rate they would for an in-office visit. David Mulligan, a transplant surgeon and professor at the Yale School of Medicine, says he uses telemedicine to check in on patients after organ transplants. A few months back, he was caring for a patient who was recovering well after getting a new kidney, but lived nearly 2 hours away from the hospital. So they connected remotely.
He was actually sitting in the car on his iPhone, having a visit with us in the backseat of his car while his wife was in having her hair done.
Patients can point their cameras at incisions to show doctors how they're healing. And in the future, Mulligan says Bluetooth gadgets attached to your phone may take telemedicine to the next level, allowing patients to do things like ear exams or send doctors real-time data on their heart rate or blood pressure. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.